The following shir has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
So in the Gemara, Erchin Daf Hei Yomad Beis, the Gemara is going on the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Akum Rav Neir Oimer Nerach Avaloi Marich, Rav Yehuda Oimer Marich Avaloi Nerach. So the mayor holds that a goy, if someone else makes an erech of, someone makes a neder that erech goy zeh olai, so he's chayv to mekayem the neder. But if the goy makes a neder to marry someone else, then it's not chal. And the Gemara brings on Marova Hilchasay the mayor mistabret. The halacha of the mayor is mistabret the chesiv. Brings a pasuk in Ezra, Loi lachem v'lanu livnois beis elokim, that it was told to the goyim that it's not for them to build the Beit HaMikdash. And this is talking about the second Beit HaMikdash. And we have a pasuk that says that the goyim should not be helping out with building the house of our God beis elokeinu, which is Hashem. So I think Mark explains, according to Rav Yehuda, Loi lochem v'lono my ovedlei, according to Rav Yehuda, that argues on a mayor. So what does he do with the pasuk of Loi lochem v'lono? How does he explain why the goyim in the times of Ezra were told that they should not assist in building the Beit HaMikdash? So the Gemara, in the Maskana, the Gemara at the end of the Amud says, Elam harov mishen rifnei yadayim hu, because there was a rifnei yadayim, they were discouraging the Eden from building the chesiv. Vahi am ha'aretz merapin yidei am Yehuda u'mevalim oisam livnois. If they would get involved in the building, then they would be discouraging and demoralizing the Eden from completing the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they were told that they should stay out, the goyim should stay out of building the Beis HaMikdash. Now la halacha, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Erechin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Goy Sha'omar, Domi Olai, Oiz Mei Ploini Olai, Yinoi Sin Kivin Idroi, Ve'einoi Noifer Lulishko. If a Goy made a neder, which goes to the Pedek Habayis, so he has to give according to his neder, but does not go, the money does not go to the Lishko of the Beis HaMikdash. She'ein Mekavlim Min HaGoyim Nedove Oin Neder L'chazik As Pedek Habayis Like Pedek Yerushalayim. Because we did not accept any nedarim or nedavos, any donations from goyim for the purpose of lechazik as bedek habayis of the Beit HaMikdash, to help for the strength of the building of the Beit HaMikdash or Yerushalayim Shenemah, because it says in the pasuk, and it quotes that pasuk in Ezra, Loi lochem v'lanu livnois beis elokeinu. So we see that the Rambam paskins, like more being from Meir, that it's also to accept the Dorm and the Dovois from Goyim. Not only is Shem Rifin Yadayim in those times, like Rav Yehuda holds, it was specific Hirash Shah for that time that the Goyim in those times weren't allowed to build. Even this is Halacha Kavula Deiris, that whenever Goyim want to help out in Vedek HaBayis, so we don't allow them to do so because Loi lochem v'lanu live in a space of the king. Now the question that's nageya lemaisa bizmaneinu, when it's not really such a concern about Vedek HaBayis and Beis HaMikdash, but this has a practical application, is manazeh lagabi accepting the Dorma and the Dovis from Goyim for a shul Beis HaKnesses. And sometimes we have such cases where a goy, for whatever reason, wants to donate money or part of a building for a shul. And the question is, if it's mutter to accept such donations. And a related question is there a difference between different types of donations? Is there a difference in the size of the donation? So these are shilas which we've seen in some Chubas forum that they've dealt with these type of shilas, and let's see how they dealt with it and how it's negiah to our Gemara. So, first of all, we find in the Tshuvas Tzitzel Eliezer, Chelek Yudches, Simen Samach Vav, Rav Blazer Waldenberg, he was asked by the Rav Roshi of Yerushalayim, Rav Yitzchak Kulitz, who asked him the following question: is it mutter to accept monetary contributions from Goyim for the sake of the building of a shul? So he says that Rav Kulitz wanted to say that the issa that says in our Gemara, Lo lochem v'lonu live in space of the Kainu, that's only Lagavi the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't say anywhere that it would be oster to accept donations from a goy for the building of a shul. So the Tzitzel Eliezer quotes for him a tshuva sefer, two svarim actually that do seem to raise a problem with accepting donations from a goy for a shul. One of them is from the sefer Shvilei David, who was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. It's in Chelek Yeridei, Simeration on Dalit, and it's quoted in the Steichemed, Marechot Beis HaKnesses, and he says that even though the Gemara in Erech Davov, the Gemara says that a goy who donates something for a shul, we do accept it from him, but that's only if he donates something, metalical. Artifact, something that's a movable object that can be used in the shul, such as furniture. But if we're referring to the building itself, he says no, we can't accept from them any donations, that any contributions towards the building of the shul. And where's his makar? Where's the makar of the Shvilei David's halacha? So he says, because the Rambam paskin that we do not accept any contributions from a goy to assist in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And we find in the Magen Avraham that the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash, the halachas of a Beis HaKnesses, are similar to those of the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvashem, we'll get there soon to explain that a little more in detail. But this is what the Shvili David holds. So it's already it's not so poshut that it should be mutter to accept contributions from a guy. He brings also the Tzitzel Eliezer brings another tshuva sefer called Zichron Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Greenwald, Simon Nutvov, that he wants to say a slightly different chilik than the Shvili David. The Shvili David was saying that there's a difference between movable objects and permanent parts of the building itself, the structure of the building. But the Zichron Yehuda says a slightly different chiluk, that it depends if it's something which is a dover hamesuyim v'nikar la'olam, something which is very noticeable, that's something which would be also to accept from a goy. But only something that's not mesuyim, like bricks in a wall, or other things like that that are not so noticeable, that would be mutter to accept from goy. Okay, the issue over here is that the Gemara later in Davov, in the Erech and Davov, the Gemara says yogut. The Gemara says that If a goy gave an adava to a shul, so it says, "Akum not of koyir of a shem kosev olei boit kinoi soi im omar b'dasi so hifrashtio yogud v'yishtamish moise." So the Rashi says, "Yogud yachtich mekoyim Hashem v'yignoi zachaticha v'yishtamish b'moiser v'yivnenu b'beis haKnesses." So he says, "What do you do with the moiser, with the rest of what's left over from what the goy donated?" Rashi says, "You build it into the shul." So we see clearly, says Eliezer, it's very clear from Rashi, that it's mutter to accept contributions from a goy for the structure of the shul. And then he brings also that the shul is chsam soifer chayot yoredeyes and rishchof hei, says the pshitas, that although we do not accept contributions from a goy for bini beis hamikdash, because lelechem v'lono luminis beis olikeinu, but for a bini beis haknesses is mutter. And he brings this Rashi that we just quoted before. And therefore he says that the Shvili David, who was from the great Talmud of Chassam Sofer, had he known that this is what Chassam Sofer says in his tshuva, he probably would have been mevatel das from his because of his Rebbe's statement. So therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer says that of course the halacha is not like the Shvili David, and it's mutter to accept contributions from a goy for a binyan of a Beit HaKnesses, and that's based on this Rashi in Erech Navov, and this is the first two of some Sefer. That's halacha l'maisa. But the Tzitz Eliezer does conclude that sometimes we have to look beyond the halacha and look at the intention of the guy who's making this contribution. Many times when you have non-Jewish organization that wants to donate money to a Jewish cause, sometimes we have to look at their intentions, and sometimes intentions may not be so pure. They may be sinister, and they may be behind their nice contribution might be some type of intention of gaining some type of public relations for their religion or for their causes. So therefore he says a smart Rav should keep his eyes open and make a good investigation as to what's the driving force, what's the intention behind this contribution. But as far as the dry halacha is concerned, he says there wouldn't be any issur with accepting a contribution from a goy for a shul. Similar tshuva we find in the Betzel HaChochma from Rabbi Tzal Shtern, Chelek Gimel, Siman Mem Aleph. And he's writing to a Rav in the city of Sydney. And his shaila is about shul, that they're building a new shul there, and the cost, very expensive. In those days, $70,000, a lot of money. And there was one man who wanted to give a contribution of $5,000 for the Hanukkah of an Apina in memory of his father, his parents, his grandparents. But many people objected to accepting this donation because they say this person is a Mechal Shabbos, the Fahesia, and he, in the past, in the recent past, he ran a factory to produce the Velus Atreifus. So they say that the shul should not accept a contribution from such a person. But they said it's very difficult to turn it down because they don't have the funds to cover the cost of the shul, and it's a very big question, should they accept it from him or not. Now this is really a slightly different question, because this is a question of accepting from a mumer. Someone who's Michal Shabbos Behestia has been of a mumer. That's a slightly different question, and that's really perhaps we should discuss that a different time. It's in Shulchan Aruch, Sima Kufn and Dalet, Archaim, Sima Kufn and Dalet, Sifir Aleph, Ayin Sham, about accepting the Dovahs from a mumer for a shul. But Hanigel in Yoneinu, so while he's going through that shuva, he discusses the question of accepting the Dovahs from a goy for a shul. And this is really brings us back to the Shvili David we were discussing before. And that is that the Magen Avraham in Erechaim, Siman Kuf, at the end of Siman Kuf Nandalad, the Ramah says that it's also Lister Dovim Beis HaKnesses. It's also to chip away any piece from the structure of a shul. And the Magen Avraham explains that this Issa is the same Issa, is based on the Issa of someone who takes out a stone from the Heichal, the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis Yosef brings the Mordechai, who says that a Beis HaKnesses is considered a Mikdash Ma'at. So, and it, we find a lav in the Torah, let's just say, Mefuresh is Minat Torah, that it's also to take out any part of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, since it's also to be noted to Eben Minat Heichal, so by the same token, the Mikdash Ma'at, the Shul, it would be also to take out any stone or any brick or anything, any part of the permanent structure of the Shul. So here we find the concept that a Shul, the halachas of a Shul, are similar to the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash. Another place where we find that Shuls have a halacha, Beis HaKnesses has halachas like the Beis HaMikdash, is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Erechaim Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud, that a shul, even after it's destroyed, it still retains its kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So where is that learned from? It's learned now from the Gemara Megillah, the Chof Ches. The Gemara says by the Beis HaMikdash, Vashimoyti es Mikdashaychem kedushasan afkeshein shemeimin. So we see that the Beis HaMikdash retains its kedusha even when it's desolate, even when it's being destroyed. So the Rishayim learn out from there that the same thing would be by Beis HaKnesses, that retains its kedusha of Beis HaKnesses even after it has been destroyed. So we see in these two places, both by the halacha of retaining the kedusha even after it's been destroyed, and legavi the halacha of the issa of removing any part of the permanent structure of a shul, we see that a Beis HaKnesses has a similar halachas to the halachas of Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Shvilei David, in his tshuva, what we were referring to before, that the Tzitz Eliezer brought, this the Chemez brought, that wants the Mechadish, the big Chiddish, that it's also to be Mekabel, a contribution from a Goy, for the building fund of a shul. So he learns it out from these halachas. You see that a Beis HaKnesses has similar halachas to Beis HaMikdash, and since by Beis HaMikdash it's also to accept contributions from Goyim, because Lo Lechem V'lanu Livnes Beis HaLekeinu, so the same thing would be by accepting the Davis from Goyim for a binyan of Beis HaKnesses. So the question is, So how do we reconcile these halachas? On the one hand, we find that legabe the kedusha of retaining the kedusha of Beis HaKnesses even after its churban, and legabe the issur of removing a part of the permanent structure, so that Beis HaKnesses has halachas similar to the Beis HaMikdash. But when it comes to the halacha of accepting contributions from goyim for the binyan of a Beis HaKnesses, we saw that the Achroinim and the Chasam Sofer, they learn from Rashi and Erech Navov, that although there's an issa of accepting contributions from Goyim, legabe the Beis HaMikdash, but not legabe accepting contributions for the building of a shul. So what's the difference between these halachas? So the Betzel Chochma explains the difference, and he says as follows. He says the difference is that it depends what type of halachas. Those halachas that the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash has min ha-Torah, so those were applied by the Chachamim to the building of a shul, to a Beis HaKnesses, min ha-Rabbanan. But those halachas which min ha-Torah, which are not min ha-Torah, but are min ha-Rabbanan, those halachas will not be offset by a shul b'chlal. So therefore, says the Betzel Chochma, when it comes to the halacha of the issur removing a part of the permanent structure of the Beis HaMikdash, which is allowed in the Torah by the Beis HaMikdash, so the Chachamim applied that to a Beis HaKnesses as well. The halacha of that the Beis HaKnesses retains its kedusha, since the halacha of kedushas mikdash afilu bechurbanu. Is halacha mina Torah because it's learned out from the pasuk of Hashem Moses Mikdash Sheicha. Like the Gemara says in Megillah that afilu when it's Sheimaimin they have its kedusha, they have their kedusha. So therefore, by Beis Knesset the Chachamim applied that as well. However, when it comes to something like the Isser of accepting contributions from Enim Yehudim, Legabe, the Beis HaMikdash, that Isser is not an Isser Mina Torah, because it's learned out from the Pasuk in Ezra, Lo Lochem V'lanu, Livnes Bayis L'Kenu. So, therefore, since it's not a Lochem Mina Torah, so the Chachamim did not apply that to Beis HaKnesses, and therefore, when it comes to Beis HaKnesses, it would be mutter to accept a contribution from Goyim for the binyan of a shul. So it seems to be that, although, in conclusion, although we have two achroinim, namely the Shvili David and the Shilas Yehuda, who seem to answer accepting contributions from Goyim for Binyan Beis HaKnesses, and they would, according to them, the Shvili David and the Shilas Yehuda, you would only be matter specific things like first of all any movable items like furniture would be mutter to accept from a Goy, or according to the Shvili David, something which is not noticeable, or something that is something which is not so noticeable. So, it's according to those achrayim. However, the consensus of Reiv the achrayim, Reiv the poiskim, Bereishan the chasam soifer. We have also the more contemporary poiskim. We have the Koil Arya. We have the Shilas the Titzel Yezer. We have the Tzal Chochma. They all base themselves on Rashi and Erech and Avob, that it's mutter to accept any part of the building of a shul. It's mutter to accept contributions for a goy for that purpose. However, we have a warning from the Tzitz Eliezer that it's kedai always to look at the true intention behind this seemingly benevolent, innocent contribution and see what's really behind it and make sure that we don't fall into a trap. So that's always a wise thing that a Rav should watch out for.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.